From Colorado Public Radio News, I'm Anna Pinoca. Tomorrow night, Boulder County residents will have their last chance to weigh in on proposed new regulations for oil and gas drilling. The public meeting is part of a delicate process. The county has to consider health and safety concerns and the needs of the energy industry and create rules that don't conflict with the state's authority over drilling in Colorado. Kim Sanchez with the Boulder County Land Use Department talked with CPR's Mike Lamp.
These new regulations will replace ones from 1993, is that right?
That is correct. We haven't updated our existing regulations for nearly 20 years.
And the industry has changed a lot since then?
Correct.
What kinds of things do these new regulations, these proposed regulations, address?
The new regulations have a number of new or expanded regulatory areas. Those include things like well siting provisions, setbacks from occupied structures and residences. They include specific local air quality provisions, specific water quality provisions, such as water well sampling. We've included some emergency response provisions to have emergency responders be equipped to respond to any chemicals or products that may be spilled on site. We've asked for transportation plans to mitigate for the impacts to our road system. And we've also asked for plans that really overall deal with compatibility to land uses, land disturbance, agricultural lands, natural resources, visual concerns, things like that.
Do you have to give some consideration to what the industry wants about how, you know, they do their business and the need to get oil and gas out of the ground?
We've been working with the industry and trying to deal with their concerns. I think that, you know, there may be some philosophical differences between us fundamentally, but hopefully we'll get to a point where all parties, the public and industry, can be satisfied with the regulations that we adopt.
What have you heard from the public?
The general sentiment from the public has been a request to see a ban on fracking, but it's pretty clear to us from the set of legal decisions that have been made that a fracking ban would not be upheld in court. So what we are attempting to do is to adopt the most protective set of regulations that we can in order to assess the impacts of any operations that would be upcoming.
As you know, Longmont is being sued by the state over rules that their city council approved this year. Are you confident that Boulder County can create something that is in line with state regulations?
All along through the process, we've been engaging with the state as well as industry, and our attempt is to try to create a set of regulations that are very protective and deal with the concerns that both we as staff and the public have, but that also harmonize nicely with the state requirements.
Will the public be satisfied with that, or do they want your rules to go further?
I guess we'll have to wait and see what the public has to say about it, but I think that our regulations are part of a multi-pronged approach. So, you know, we would like to also continue working at the state level and really try to get the best regulations at the state level that we can get as well.
Thanks a lot for talking with us.
Okay, thank you.
Kim Sanchez is a planner with Boulder County. She talked with CPR's Mike Lamp. The public meeting is at 4 p.m. Tuesday at the Boulder County Courthouse. County commissioners are planning a final vote on the regulations December 13th.